guys. Welcome back to That Canadian Podcast. I'm your host and that Canadian, Sam. This episode is sponsored by Hunt a Killer. Ah, the woodlands. They're a place where many go to relax in the beauty of nature, finding their inner peace while indulging in some much-needed relaxation. Or to go on fun adventures with friends and family, discovering hidden trails, caves, treasures, and more, all while pretending to be Harrison Ford in their favorite Indiana Jones movie. And if they're lucky enough to encounter an enchanted, cozy, idyllic area similar to the Shire, they can reenact Frodo and Sam's journey to return the One Ring to Mordor. I'm sure there are tons of heartwarming stories about these picturesque destinations, where little Timmy learned how to swim in the lake at the family cabin, or when little Susie saw a deer for the first time. There are probably stories about how a group of friends went on a camping trip, and while sitting around a campfire, John and Alice locked eyes and fell head over heels in love. But we're not talking about those stories today. Today, the stories I'll be sharing with you are much darker and scarier than those. Story 1 is posted by Reddit user Valerian Jedi. I was camping in the middle of nowhere in Washington near Mount Rainier. It's not an official campground, but it's way out in the forest where I wouldn't have expected to find another human for miles. One night, there was a noise that woke me up. I opened my tent, and a guy was sitting where my fire had been, right outside my tent. There was nothing particularly noteworthy about the guy. Just a relatively regular-looking dude sitting a couple of feet from my tent. There was no bag or pack or anything with him. There was just a guy. He saw me open the tent. His eyes got huge as if he had just seen a ghost, and he took off. It shook me up pretty badly, but I managed to put it out of my mind fairly well over the next day, writing it off as just some odd occurrence and a guy that was probably high or something that somehow managed to set up camp, coincidentally, not far from mine. Then 2 days after that, I was 10 to 15 miles away in a totally random direction that nobody could take the same path as on accident. I was sitting by the fire and started hearing noises. Over time, I got more and more convinced it was a person. I called out to them, and out of the darkness, someone was like,
"Do you know how to get to Bell's Canyon?"
I said no. I don't even think that's a real place there. Whoever it was kept talking from just outside of my line of vision. I tried to see them with my flashlight, but they yelled,
"Aim that away!"
Kind of spooked, and not wanting to piss off some potentially crazy person, I did. After like 15 minutes of me being very freaked out and them talking and asking completely random questions from the darkness, it sounded like the voice had gotten closer. So I shined my light that way again, and it was the same dude who had been outside my tent 2 nights before. He had to have followed me almost 15 miles over 2 days because there's no way he could have just accidentally wound up in the same spot, considering how vast the wilderness is. There's just no possible way. As soon as my light hit him, he took off again. I started to chase him, but I didn't want to get lost in the wilderness in the dark, so I stopped quickly after probably only 100 to 200 feet. This one couldn't be written off because the only way he could have been in both places is if he was following me. I decided the trip was over, and first thing in the morning, I hiked back out for over 3 days. I was constantly doubling back, trying to throw anyone following me off my trail, and occasionally hiding and waiting to see if he would come by following me. I really can't describe how terrifying it was to feel like I was being hunted through the woods, and to actively have to brainstorm things I could do to best avoid potentially being murdered. On the first night of hiking out, twice I heard what sounded like a person walking circles outside my tent, but by the time I mustered the courage to look, nobody was there. On the second night, I heard what I thought was an animal making noises in the distance, but I slowly decided it sounded more like a human making animal calls. It could have been an animal, but it really sounded like a person making howling noises. I literally almost cried when I finally got back to my car. The relief was so strong. To this day, it was probably the most terrifying experience I've ever had. I have no idea who the guy was, what his intentions were, and I had no way of getting any explanation, but I really can't articulate just what a terrifying few days it was. This story is really creepy on its own, but personally, it hits just a little more creepier because it reminds me of that serial killer Robert Hansen. And if you don't know who he is, I actually plan on doing an episode on him in the future, so make sure you follow me on Instagram to know when the episode is posted. Remember that I said that today's episode is sponsored by Hunt a Killer? Well, if you don't know what Hunt a Killer is, it's a monthly subscription box that brings mystery and horror right to your front door. It's a game that you can play with your friends, on a date night with your special someone, or you can complete the boxes all on your own. The boxes are broken up into seasons, and each box is an episode. In your subscription, you receive a box, or episode, with clues and evidence that support the story of that season. Each box has a goal that brings you closer and closer to solving the mystery in that storyline. Hunt a Killer currently has two monthly storylines. The first is called Curtain Call. In this murder mystery, you need to solve the cold case of Viola Vane's murder. The second storyline is one that goes hand in hand with the subject of today's episode. Remember the movie Blair Witch? Well, Hunt a Killer has partnered with Lionsgate to bring you back to Burkittsville. The goal is to help find a missing person while escaping the horrors that lurk in the Black Hills Forest. If you're brave enough and think you can handle the Blair Witch and the malevolent forces that lurk in the Black Hills Forest, click the link in the description for today's episode on thatcanadianpodcast.ca and use the discount code WEATHERS for 20% off the purchase of your first box. This next story didn't necessarily take place in the woods, but it did occur on a remote, desolate road in the woods, if that makes sense. Also, the account was deleted, so I'm not quite sure who to give credit to for the story. About 2 years ago, I was driving home from a family reunion. It was pretty late at night, and the drive was about 2 hours. I didn't stay the night because I had to be back for work the following day. Most of the drive was on roads with dense bushes and trees on either side. You know, the real creepy ones you see a lot in movies. I had been driving for about 45 minutes, and I started getting really tired. You know how sometimes you just suddenly become really tired out of nowhere? Well, yeah, that's what happened to me. I knew I wasn't going to last, but I didn't come across a place that I felt I could park and safely sleep. Anyway, after it became clear that I wasn't going to find a place to pull up and my tiredness wasn't going away, I did something very questionable. I pulled over to the side of the road onto the grass. I parked in behind some bushes to try and hide it from any passing cars, just because the roads weren't empty and I came across another car every few minutes or so. I made a mental note that the time was 11:22 and then I fell asleep. Sometime later, I was awoken by a scratching sound. I looked at the clock and it read 11:50. The sound stopped after a few seconds, and because I was still extremely tired, I didn't bother looking around and simply went back to sleep. I was later awoken by the same sound, and it was now 12:40. This time, it really freaked me out because the sound didn't stop. The thought ran across my mind that it was just an animal inspecting the car, but why would it return almost an hour after it had left the last time? I looked into my rearview mirror and just managed to catch a glimpse of something running away into the forest. Now, at the time, I thought it was that damn hook killer. You know, the one that scratched that couple's car, then slaughtered the guy when he went out to investigate? Fuck that, I thought to myself, so I got the hell out of there. There was a bend no more than 100 yards or so up the road, and as I came around it, there was a fucking car parked on the side of the road with the driver's side door open. I slowed down just to look and see if there was anyone in there, and there wasn't. Then I looked in my rearview mirror, and I didn't see anything. But then all of a sudden, this guy comes sprinting around the corner, and he starts screaming at me, shouting stuff like,
Hey! Hey you! Get the fuck out of your car! Now!
I noped the fuck out of there and sped off, and I never saw that guy again. Moral of the story? Don't fucking sleep on the side of a deserted road. Story 3 was posted to Reddit by Minus the Layla. We went on a group camping trip to the middle of nowhere, Arizona, only to wake up to the sound of something sniffing the outside of our tent. My immediate reaction was that it was likely a bear or some animal that came across our site, and just maybe my dumbass friends didn't tie up the garbage. Seconds later, I can hear the sniffing go to the tent next to ours. Everyone in my tent grabs one another quietly, just to acknowledge that we were all awake and aware of what was happening outside. Moments later, a friend in another tent popped out and started to scream and make noises. He had a gun, hoping it would scare off whatever animal was in our campsite. Turns out it wasn't an animal. It was some guy who had gone through our coolers and our food and decided it would be okay to sniff our tents. After our friend chased him off, we immediately packed our shit and left. A year later, my dumbass friends and I went back to the nearby area thinking whatever we encountered was a one-time incident. This time, we thought we'd outsmart any possible creepers, and instead of camping in our tents, we all slept in the beds of our trucks and SUVs. Because, you know, they can't possibly sniff a Toyota Tacoma. Anyways, it's the middle of the night, I'm passed out in the back of my SUV, and then I suddenly feel a bright light on my face. Naturally, I would have woken up, cussed, and asked who was doing that. However, I instantly knew I needed to pretend to be asleep. I laid there next to my girlfriend, hoping she would do the same as me, and I kept an ear out for any unusual sounds, like sniffing. But all I could hear was a friend of mine snoring by the fire. After the light left my car, I heard the person walk next to the truck and shine his lights on my friends in there. I slowly looked up and it ended up being some older guy, just standing there staring at everyone while they slept. I waited until he was gone, and I busted my ass out of that truck and woke up my friends. Most of them had also been pretending to sleep and realized what was going on. Lesson learned. Don't go camping outside of Tucson, Arizona, unless you want a Hills Have Eyes creature sniffing and staring at you while you sleep. Ugh, stories like this show you just how creepy people can be, and events like this are so random it could happen to you. If you can take anything away from today's stories, I would hope that it would be to always be aware of your surroundings and just make good choices, okay? Okay. And that wraps it up for today's episode. So make sure you head on over to thatcanadianpodcast.ca and let me know in the comments for today's episode if you have any creepy stories of your own. I want to thank Hunt a Killer for sponsoring today's episode, and I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. This has been That Canadian Podcast. I am That Canadian. Make good choices and stay safe out there.